It is such an honor for me tonight. I do not count it my right, but it is a privilege. A privilege. I love you. And I respect you. I thank God for you. Brenda and I know that your yes to God has helped to preserve us. And may you know the wonders of God's grace. By the authority of the infallible, immutable, life-producing and eternal word of Almighty God, by the authority of the name of Jesus Christ, and in accordance with the provisions stipulated in the founding documents of this nation, I declare that you are set in as the presiding pastor, overseer of this people, the first lady and senior associate of the Fruitful Life Worship Center of Harrisburg, Pennsylvania. May the Lord our God grant you grace, wisdom, favor, and power, authority and ability to fulfill the vows you have made and to complete the work he has assigned you in a multi-generational manner to the praise of his glorious grace. Men of God and women of God, would you now lay your hands upon them? Just begin to pray. Congregation, pray. The rest of you, if you would stand. Just stand right now. Several of you pastors, just to pray a word as you receive this servant of the Lord.
Power and understanding. Open the eyes of his understanding. Anoint his lips that he may speak the mysteries of Christ, the truth that sets men free. Give him gifts of leadership and wisdom that he may lead your people, that he may speak a word, a good word in due season. For you said that a good word in due season is like well-driven nails. So we pray, Father, that you give him to know what to do in the hour that he must do it and in the time that it is due. We pray that you give him perception to understand, to comprehend the beginning and the end of a thing, that he may know how to migrate and navigate, that he may know how to make decisions, how to make appointments, how to decide when to go out and when to come in, when to rise up and when to sit down, that he may understand the timings and the seasons of the Lord. We ask this in Jesus' name.
There is a yes that resounds through the heavens this night. A yes from the heart of your Father. He says yes over your lives. He says yes over every promise he's ever made to you. And we stand here tonight with an amen rising in our hearts. We say amen to what our Father has said yes to. Amen, 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 and amen.
Thank you, Father. Expand their capacity to receive from you, Lord. Expand it now, Lord. Your kingdom is an ever-increasing kingdom, Father. Let them partake in that ever-increasing thing. Thank you, Lord, for what your deposit of life in them. I see them speaking words of life, that they actually life people as they speak words over them, words of hope, words of salvation, words of healing, words of deliverance, God. We thank you for the life that you put in their mouth. I just see a rod with budding coming out of their mouths, out of their very life. Lord, the life of your word, the life of your spirit being shed abroad among the peoples of this area. Lord, and I just see a trail beyond their foot footprints, that there's just a path. There's many in the wake of their footprints, just walking in their footprints, following them, Father. We just thank you for these guys. We just bless them in the name of Jesus. Continue, Lord, to expand their capacity to receive beyond their wildest dreams, beyond what they could even ask or think, God. You're a God of the increase. You're a God of the expanse. And it's not just for numbers, as the pastor said. It's because your heart is so big, and you don't even want one to perish, Lord. Your heart is for every soul, God. You love their people, God. You sent servants, Lord, that smell of sheep. You're tired of shepherds that don't smell of sheep, that stay apart from the sheep, God. But these guys, they smell like sheep. They're willing to go low and minister. And Lord, you smile from heaven. Your blessing is upon them. We bless what you bless. We accept what you accept. And we thank you, Father, for all you're doing in this moment in the name of Jesus.
Lord Jesus, we thank you that from before the beginning of time that you preordained Chris and Carol to good works. And we call forth their destiny in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. We pray that a faith would rise up within them and within this congregation that would touch heaven and bring that destiny into reality. We pray that everything you planned for them to accomplish in this city would be fulfilled. We pray that every dream that you dream for them in heaven would become reality on earth in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen.
Lord God, we thank you for this precious couple that you've called and that you've ordained even before the foundation of the world. Lord God, we add our blessing. In Jesus' name, the blessing of the Lord be upon them. We bless you, Chris and Carol. In Jesus' name, may God expand you. May God enrich you. May God empower you even the more. We ask for supernatural anointing. We ask for double portion anointing to rest upon them, Lord, that they might fulfill your vision, that they might fulfill your purpose and your ordained destiny. In Jesus' name, we bless them. We bless them. We bless them. Lord, may they experience windows of heaven blessing, that they would not have room enough to receive it, in your name and in your grace. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord.
Father, we thank you for your word that says you are able to do exceeding abundantly above all that we can ask or imagine. And Lord, whatever their expectations are, we know that you are able to do more. So we agree with that tonight, Lord, that you are going to bless them beyond their wildest imaginations, Lord, beyond anything they've seen or heard. Lord, we thank you that you're going to give them favor even as they walk the streets of this city. May the glory of the Lord be seen upon them. Lord, I pray that they would have people even stop and ask them, what is the reason of the hope in them? What is different about them? Father, if you could cause just a humble maidservant like me to see something in them that was all over them, you can surely cause your people throughout this city, Lord. You can cause the lost, the hurting, the desperate to see you in them. So, Lord, we pray for such a harvest. Father, we pray for the lost to come trickling in and rushing into this place, Lord. We pray that they would expand and burst the seams of this place, and you would already be preparing the next place for them, Father. Be preparing the future staff for them, Lord. Be preparing every finance that's needed, every audio-visual equipment, everything they need, Father. We call it forth out of your riches tonight in the name of Jesus, and we receive these gifts, Lord. We receive this brother and sister and their sons in the name of Jesus. We are grateful for these gifts that you've brought to our city, and we receive them, and we covenant to work together with them, Lord, till Jesus comes. We covenant together to see you fulfill your purposes, and we thank you, Lord, for what you're going to do in Jesus' name.
For I would even adjust your pace, and I shall bring about an accommodation of my spirit to my spirit. For you shall discover the ways of the Lord, and you shall know my heart. And I would dare to even catapult you if you would be willing and obedient. For the forces of darkness that have aligned themselves against this region are on alert. For the servants of the Lord with whom you stand have heard the clarion call of God. And so I will require of you that you maintain a heart of openness and camaraderie and prayer with the elders of this city. For I have made you significant players in that which I've already begun. If you will remain humble, you together shall see the hand of God. For the healing power of God is available for you, sir. I did not know it until this moment, but every physical thing that is warred, we bind the hand of the enemy. Oh, yeah. You let him go now. Spirit of infirmity, in the name of Jesus, I'm conscious of it. That which was intended to wound you, God says, I'm going to use it now. For I am the healer, even when there's been betrayal, even when there's been abandonment and desertion, I heal you. And I shall replace what has been stolen. Glory to Jesus. I just speak peace to you right now. O woman of God, sir, I speak peace. Hallelujah. We call you into the rest of God. For the apostolic charge is not a mistake in the mouth of a man who meant well. Though it was not in your mind, the Lord says it was in his. And he will equip you. I'm hearing you say, Lord, if I had known, I would have done this way. I would have taken a completely different route. But no, it was the direction of the Spirit that your confidence would rest in the Lord. And so this night, I'm conscious of just an unusual gnawing of the enemy on your self-confidence. Even through those that you looked to and thought would understand. But tonight there shall begin a healing. God shall begin a healing, and you will find that you're able to stand. Hallelujah. The prince and every evil spirit over this region that's been assigned by hell, we bring no railing accusation. We simply declare with the elders in this city, the Lord Jesus Christ rebukes you. They will do it, and you must step away in submission to the authority of Jesus. Come on, if you believe that tonight, just bless the Lord with me. Just lift our hands. Glory to the Lamb of God. Glory to the Lamb of God. Glory to the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to the Lamb of God. Glory to the Lamb of God. We bless you, O Lamb of God. We praise you, God. We magnify you, God. Glory to Jesus. You know, there's nothing like the witness of the Holy Spirit. That's what we look for. That's what we expect. And when the Spirit of the Lord bears witness to something, we just praise him and we magnify him and we extol him. We're not going to wait until the building's been built, until the crowds have come. We believe the word of the Lord. Come on, let's just bless the Lord. Hallelujah. Do it, God. Use me to do it. Congregation, just say, Lord, I'm willing. I'm willing to do it. Let your will be done.